We've reached the final out. Time now for the BYU Baseball postgame show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
It goes as an infield single for Cojillo Aloy. A ground ball to short. The shortstop could not handle it. The bases loaded. Riker Scow comes in from third for a walk-off winner. 5-4. BYU takes the Utes in the bottom of the ninth here in Provo. BYU in that ninth. One run on two hits. There were no errors. And the game-winning run scores from Riker Scow in a bases-loaded situation on the infield single from Cujillo Aloy. 5-4 is our final score. No home runs for BYU tonight. No worries. Home runs, by the way, this year brought to you by Zions Bank. For banking that helps you game plan for life, Zions Bank is for you. And the Cougars improve to 3-7 on the year. When they don't go yard, didn't need it tonight. BYU is a winner 5-4 over the Utah Utes and beat the Utes two times in two tries this season. Let's begin our postgame coverage with our Big O Tires On the Rubber report. On the Rubber looks at both teams' pitching numbers. We'll take a look at the Utes first of all. Five pitchers go 8 2/3. They combined to scatter eight hits, giving up five runs. Three of them earned, 12 strikeouts, five walks, two wild pitches, one hit batsman, one balk that brought in a run. 193 pitches thrown by the Utes on this night. BYU pitchers, six of them go nine. Gubler, Dally, Sterner, Foss, Mabius, and Cushing. They go nine innings. They scatter seven hits, giving up four runs. All of them earned, striking out 14, walking four. Really nice work on a staff day from the mound. No wild pitches, three-hit batsmen, 180 pitches thrown by BYU pitchers. That is On the Rubber, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU 5 and Utah 4, that's our final score. The Cougars walk it off with a winner in the bottom of the ninth. Cujillo Aloy brings in Riker Scow with the game-winning run, and our postgame coverage continues from Miller Park after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to the BYU Baseball postgame show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at Miller Park, final score is 5-4. BYU a winner over Utah. The Cougs' first three runs came without a hit. The Cougs' first three scored on a balk and two wild pitches. But in the eighth inning, it's an RBI double from Brock Watkins. And in the ninth inning, an RBI single from Cujillo Aloy. Clutch hitting for the comeback victory. 5-4 is your final score. Our postgame coverage continues with a look at some final stats presented by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Stone Cushing gets the win. His first career win, he gets a one-pitch win. Stone Cushing came into the game and threw exactly one pitch in the ninth inning to get it out. And with that one pitch, he picks up his first career win. Stone Cushing is the winner. He goes to 1-0. Micah Ashman takes the loss. He falls to 1-2. The Utah career saves leader came into a game without a save opportunity. It was a tie game, and he takes the loss. He falls to 1-2. On the season. BYU scores five runs on eight hits, two errors, leaving 10 on base. Utah scores four runs on seven hits, one error. They left 11 on base. And so by out-hitting the Utes, the Cougars now go to 13-2 when out-hitting the opposition as they out-hit Utah by one on this night. BYU 5 and Utah 4. The final score, taking a look at some offensive stars. Brock Watkins went 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles and RBI in the eighth. Parker Goff went 2-for-4 with a double, and Cujillo Aloy with the game-winning RBI in the ninth. He went 1-for-5, but his one was a big one, as Cujillo is credited with an infield single to the left side of the infield in the ninth. The shortstop, Jackson, tried to backhand it, didn't come up with it cleanly, and couldn't make a play. Now, it was bases loaded. There were forces in play, but he had to make a clean pickup and did not, and it would have been a tough play to make anyway. It was deep in the hole, and so you give Cujillo the infield single, and you give BYU the win. And speaking of Cujillo Aloy, he has jumped into the broadcast booth and is popping on the headset. Cujillo, congratulations to you and the Go Out guys. How much fun was that a few minutes ago?
First off, I want to say thank you. first walk-off is a huge one for sure. Got everybody excited, everybody rowdy, everybody just pumped and looking forward to carry it over to this weekend.
Now, the count started 0-2 to you, right? You were 0-2, right?
Yes.
Okay, you've got one of the best pitchers in Utah history on the hill. He's a handful. You're 0-2. What's your thought process? What are you doing?
I'm looking to put something hard in play. Well, preferably not anywhere near a fielder, but just in general in play and make them make a play. That way it puts more pressure on them than it does on me.
And this was really close to being a clean base hit in the 5-6 hole. Shortstop got a glove to it. Were you thinking there was a chance he makes a play, or do you thought you had enough of it?
I thought I got enough of it to the point where everybody would be safe.
And that's it. All you need was one to be safe, and that was Riker Scow at home plate, and BYU wins at 5-4. I talked about it during the broadcast. You guys didn't have a comeback win yet. Comeback wins are special, aren't they?
Oh, very, very special, especially this one against Utah.
And to go 2-0 against the Utes, right?
That feels really, really good.
That's a good ball club.
Yeah, for sure.
You beat a really good baseball team. What do you take out of this night that you can hopefully build off of when you hit the road this weekend?
It just goes to show to never give up, you know. Whether you're down one or down two, you're always going to find a way.
Okay, this is radio. People can't see what we're talking about, but you came into the booth wearing something that maybe people have seen on social media. Tell us about this contraption that you have on your head and you have in your hands right now.
So this ski helmet right here, every win we get, someone special on the team gets it handed down to them, and then after every win after that, it gets keeps getting passed down to a special player that did something really special that game or really helped us win.
It got handed to you tonight.
Yes.
Who handed it to you, by the way?
Trent Pratt.
Awesome. That is so cool. And is this your first time with the helmet, or you had it before this year?
This is my second time.
Second, did you have it after the Grand Slam game, maybe? When did
yes.
You? Okay.
Texas Tech.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, hey, getting the helmet is awesome. Getting the wins even better. Man, the pitching was great tonight for both teams. I thought BYU pitchers were tremendous.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, as we pound the strike zone, just have them get themselves out, I mean, that just makes it easier for us to go back in there and score more runs.
Okay, you're young. You're a freshman. You've got a lot more baseball in front of you, but this has to be an early career highlight for you, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And how about another sellout here at Miller Park? Another big crowd. They get to see a great win. There's been great crowds here the last few games.
Oh, yeah. It feels really good. I mean, having the crowd behind us is even better, you know? Just pushing us to win.
Yeah, and they get to go home really happy. Were you getting into it? Were you checking out any of the Star Wars stuff going on tonight? Do you find that funny at all?
I thought it was pretty cool, actually. The animations.
They did a nice job. The fan experience people do a great job. One other quick question before we let you go. You are in a night where the pressure could not be any greater to you, and you're young. Are you trying to slow things down in that situation, bottom of the ninth? Like what have you been trained to do in those moments?
Take a deep breath and take it all in and go up there and do what I do.
Have you modeled your batting stance after anybody? You've got that distinctive crouch I like to see. Did you watch anybody? You've been taught that? Is that natural?
I want to say my brother.
Pretty
similar batting stance to him.
And for those who don't know, he plays for Arkansas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How often do you guys text, keep in touch during the season?
I want to say we talk close to almost every day. Like 3 days out of the week, I want to say.
That is cool. You're both having great years. So fun for you and the boys to get the W tonight. Cujillo, thanks for chatting. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that's Cujillo Aloy. Trent Pratt coming up next here on the New Skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to the BYU Baseball Postgame Show on the New Skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 5 and Utah 4 is our final score with a walk-off here at Miller Park. A lot of guys did a lot of good things tonight for BYU. Coach Trent Pratt joining me now in the broadcast booth. Coach, congratulations to you and the guys. Thrilling win and over the Utes and here at home, sold-out crowd. A lot of ways that made it a special night tonight.
Yeah, it was a good night. Anytime you win and to come back and win is really good for us. Have a lead, lose it, and then be able to battle back was hopefully that's momentum we can build with this club going into the weekend.
Yeah, you just chipped away, as you've been doing lately, and finally paid off for you guys tonight.
Yeah, we finally got a big hit, went our way, and that's what this team needs right now is a little more like confidence, a little belief that, hey, we've been in a lot of games, and finally we found a way to win one.
And the game-winning hit comes from a freshman in Cujillo Aloy.
Yeah, he loves to hit fastballs, and Ashman throws a lot of them. So when he got there, he was like, man, this might be a pretty good matchup for us.
One in the eighth and one in the ninth. It's funny, the first three runs you got scored on a balk and a couple of wild pitches. Brock has a clutch RBI double in the eighth, and then the Cujillo base hit, infield hit to left in the ninth to win it. Again, the biggest hits when you needed them the most, and you got them tonight.
Yeah, and man, I can't say much about our pitching staff tonight.
Great
what they
staff.
Did. We had one big inning. Peyton got a little tired, but what Peyton did the first three innings, man, is incredible. And we're going to need him down the stretch to do that same thing. But every guy that came in, and we brought a couple guys in, middle of the inning, getting a jam, and everyone did their job tonight. And that's what's going to take going forward is guys coming in and just competing crazy like that.
I put an asterisk next to a play in the seventh inning. Utah had a runner on third and two out, and Colin Reuter makes a play at first. And I think Luke was the pitcher covering at the time. Do you remember that play, how big it was at the time? Because that could have been an easy run for Utah there to kind of help them along.
Yeah, and it's not an easy play. That's one where the first baseman's kind of in front of the bag.
Yeah.
And Colin came, did a good job, saw the runner wasn't close, took his time, and made a nice slip over there. So that was really big. And Riker Scow's catch and left was another huge one.
Yep.
What was that, in the seventh, I think? Kai Roberts hit a ball hard to left, and Riker made a good job. And
I think it was to end the eighth.
Yeah, it might have been the eighth. Yep. Yeah, one
yep.
of those, yeah.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, so.
You need all that stuff.
You need them, definitely, you know. So, man, but, I mean, made a couple errors, and guys pitched out of jam. So, it's like, man, I'm just proud of our whole group today. It was a whole group effort.
All right, first time this year that BYU's had a comeback win when trailing in the latter innings of the game. And you want and you need those, too, to show you guys that you're always going to be in this
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, and like I said, we've battled and been close, just yep. never quite got it done. And so, to get it done tonight, hopefully that's just something we can build off.
Back-to-back winning records in the season series over Utah for the first time since 2015 and 2016. You've been playing some good ball against these guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good club.
Really good.
That's a really good team. And, man, we're fortunate to come out, you know, with one extra hit tonight when it mattered and come out on top.
What can you say about another sellout crowd here at Miller Park?
It's awesome. That's what we kind of wait around to tip our hat to this crowd and, man, sticking with us. Because I think they like our kids. They play hard, but we need a couple more wins here. Man, we win at home. That's been a thing, and it's been a rough stretch last little bit. So we need to get going. We need to win games for home for these people.
Yeah, whether it's the tough luck losses or some injury situations, you guys battle. You're a resilient bunch. We've seen that time in, time out from this group this year.
Yeah, they play hard, and they never stop. And so that's good. Hopefully that builds us for the rest of the season, but also, like, for the future. We have to know that they know kind of what it's like, and they can keep going and get some wins.
This is a really good springboard to the weekend. We leave town tomorrow, take on a nationally ranked Oklahoma State mm-hmm. team at their place on the weekend.
Yeah, and it's a good team. Big physical team, some power arms, and we got to work it out for us. We got to go play clean baseball and pitch it how we did tonight.
Great way to hit the road. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll see you.
Kirk.
All right, that's Trent Pratt. And that'll do it for BYU baseball on this Tuesday night here at Miller Park with a great crowd on hand. They see a walk-off winner for BYU. The attendance tonight, 2,639 on a beautiful night for baseball and a beautiful result for Cougar Nation. BYU 5 and Utah 4 is the final score with a walk-off. Kuhi Aloy, the game-winning hit in the bottom of the ninth. Let's thank the crew back at BYU Radio. James Finlayson and Maya Tippetts in the control studio with Terry South as our coordinating producer. Engineering help from Barry Squires and operations assistance from Sean O'Neill and Clark Jackman. We also thank the BYU baseball communications directors, Duff Tittle, with help from Joseph Hubby, along with Trevor Rich, and Utah's counterpart, Ryan Gallant. We appreciate them for helping me get ready for my broadcast and bring a good one to you. Hope you really enjoyed tonight's game. I know I certainly did. This game took 3 hours and 25 minutes and ends with the Cougars on top by a final score of 5-4. Next up, it is BYU and Oklahoma State. It'll be a three-game series with the Cowboys this weekend, Thursday at 5 Mountain Time, Friday at 5 Mountain Time, and then Saturday at noon from Obrate Stadium in Stillwater, Oklahoma. So until then, my name is Greg Grubel, saying once again our final score in 9 innings with a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth is BYU 5 and Utah 4. That is our final score. So in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to live coverage of BYU baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Live coverage of BYU baseball is brought to you by doTERRA. doTERRA, proud sponsor of the BYU baseball team. BYU baseball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borking, Athletic Director Tom Homo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships Casey Stauffer. BYU Cougars Baseball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.